Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to see Loco?
Here we go. It's a Friday. I can't understand it. Why you wanna hurt me? Song's a banger.
Not coming out of your mouth.
Why you wanna hurt me?
Eddie was a C+ singer and performer.
This song was a banger because it had all the vocal tricks and Rick James was singing along with it. Crank it up, Solana. Do you like this song, Solana? Because you, I mean, like, growing up in the 80s, this song blew up for a minute.
I hadn't heard it until you had me download it a couple weeks ago or a month ago, and it's a banger. Like, I added it to my playlist. I love this song.
It's a great, if you see the music video, it's him and Rick James hanging out in a studio. Like, I said a little Twitter, had a lot of Twitter disagreements today. And this, by the way, it's impossible to do. And welcome to our Friday show. I'm at my house in Boca. Crowder's at his house in Davie. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to get to today. We've had some fun this week bringing on some former athletes. We had Jarrett Payton, former Miami Hurricane, come on. Danny Cannell was with us yesterday. Pat Sertan is going to join us on the show today. That is a legendary figure in the Miami Dolphins secondary. In fact, people are talking now that Xavien Howard and, what's his name, Byron Jones?
Byron Jones.
Yeah, Byron Jones. That Xavien Howard, Byron Jones, might be the next coming of Sam Madison and Pat Sertan. You think that's possible, Crowder?
It's something I was going to ask Pat, but I looked at some numbers. Byron Jones has 2 interceptions through his first 5 years. Pat Sertan had 18 interceptions through his first 5 years.
And Sam had a ridiculous number, right?
I think Sam ended at 40 because me and him have, 41 together. So, yeah, I'm excited about Xavien and Byron, but I don't want to do that to Sam and Pat just yet.
Well, it's certainly a highly paid cornerback tandem. We can agree on that. Now, whether it turns out to be as dominant as Sam and Pat were, I guess that remains to be seen.
Yes.
But I had on Twitter this morning, today is Eddie Murphy's birthday. He's 59 today. And it is almost impossible to do a Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies because you're going to leave some off. But that's the difficulty in doing the Mount Rushmore, obviously, is that you have to pick four and only four. And it created, as you can imagine, quite the outroar because everybody's got their favorite Eddie Murphy movies. And there's a lot of Eddie Murphy movies I love that I couldn't put on there. So my original Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy movies in honor of his birthday today was 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop, Coming to America, and Delirious. And the reason that I chose Delirious, that's the stand-up comedy special in the red jumpsuit. I thought that was a theatrical release like Raw was. Then David J. Neal, the writer, tweeted at me and said, no, that was an HBO special, that was not theatrically released. So then I had to revise my Mount Rushmore because I'm thinking theatrical release movies. So it ends up being 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop, Trading Places, and Coming to America.
Oh, and like you're saying, I can't be outraged because I love all those movies. Delirious, Raw, I love those too. But I'm with you. If we're going movies, not stand-ups.
Gotta be in a theater.
In a theater, movies. You know I gotta go with Life because it's one of my favorite three of all time. So I think Life's on there, the back and forth. I love two guys just giving each other hell. Honestly, I love this show because it's two guys giving each other hell. Like, that's why Life appeals to me so much. And bro,
Harlem Nights is more than two guys, but it's the same thing. It is back and forth, quick banter. I mean, you know, Red Fox at the craps table with the big giant glasses on, man, is, I mean, giving him holy hell, and that's the vein of the show.
Or the craps tape, the other craps game in the beginning. How about you go home and brush that damn tooth? Like, I Harlem Nights was awesome. The funny thing, 48 Hours and Beverly Hills Cop was more mainstream. And I have to go with a Golden Child or a Life or a Harlem Nights over the mainstream ones, even though I've watched 48 Hours and all the Beverly Hills Cop, all the 48 Hours. I've watched them 1,500 times a piece, but I can't put them on my Mount Rushmore.
Like, the reason that I put him on the Mount Rushmore is because he was a Saturday Night Live star back in the day. And 48 Hours put him on the map, like, all of a sudden, because I was there. I was a Saturday Night Live fan in Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, all that stuff. And then 48 Hours comes out, and he was a bona fide movie star. Like, this guy was golden. And then Beverly Hills Cop came out, and it was just as good. Those for me, like, those were the two that really moved the needle on Eddie Murphy. But he had so many good ones. And then the other thing you could do with Eddie Murphy Mount Rushmore, you could do a Mount Rushmore of Eddie Murphy clunkers, because there's some unbelievably terrible movies.
Bro, Pluto Nash.
Right. Bowfinger.
Bowfinger. Don't you better not put Norbit in there. If you say Norbit, me and you are gonna
Norbit is awful. Metro. Metro is awful. Stop it. Stop it. You like Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh, I love Vampire in Brooklyn.
That movie's terrible.
But Norbit, man, Rasputia, I can badmouth a lot of them. I Spy, Pluto. Now,
terrible.
There's some bad ones, bro. I can rewatch Norbit. I won't lie. I might be on an island here. I can rewatch Norbit.
No, you're on an island on that one. But anyway, it's Eddie Murphy's birthday. We'll talk a little bit about that today. WrestleMania is this weekend. We're actually going to talk with a gambling expert from Odds Shark. It's one of the websites I use for gambling content. They write really well thought out articles and whatnot. It's not just odds. Like, Odds Shark has really well thought articles and I wanted to bring someone on today that could actually give us some WrestleMania bets, because none of our guys, Rob Pizzola, Lee Sterling, they're not wrestling fans. Neither are we, by the way. No. And I don't know if I'll actually be able to pull the trigger on a wrestling bet, especially because we know they've already been taped.
Yeah, and it's scripted. So it's scripted and pre-taped.
Gotta pick what you think is going to be. Like, I don't mind that it's scripted, because even, like, I'm trying to think, like, there's prop now. Ozark is a really popular show on Netflix. There's prop bets about this season of Ozark. I mean, it's already having it scripted. I just don't know if I would have as much fun watching something knowing that it's already been taped and trying to get all excited about a wager that I have in it. I don't know. It just might fall flat with me. But we'll talk a little WrestleMania with Joe Osborne from Odds Shark. Steve Goldstein, Goldie, he's going to join us today, find out what's going on with the Florida Panthers, see if they're keeping in touch with all the players. I the Panthers have so many international players that I don't know if the players are here in South Florida or if they've gone home to their home countries. I have no idea. So we could ask Goldie today what's going on with that.
I read an article Ira did about Goran Dragic and the international guys, what do they do? And I heard they were making them stay here because they didn't know when NBA was going to crank back up or when they were going to be allowed to get together.
Right. That, like, if they would be able to get back in the country, that was a, but if you already left before there were all these travel bans, then I don't know. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. And it's a Friday show. We're going to have fun. We always have fun on a Friday show. Solana, let's get headlines here. Let's not move any further until we get our headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The WNBA has postponed the start of training camp and the upcoming 2020 WNBA season due to the coronavirus pandemic.
I saw, though, that they're going to have the draft. They're just doing a virtual draft. I think it's in the middle of this month. So, a few things going on.
The U.S. Women's Open in Houston has also been postponed until December due to the coronavirus outbreak.
All right. Anything else?
Clemson's Dabo Swinney.
Who was that?
Dabo. Dabo Sweeney.
What is it?
Dabo. Clemson. Dabo.
Clemson.
That's how you say it, right, Crowder? Dabo.
But it's
Dabo
Clemson.
Dabo and it's Clemson. Dabo. Get a little country. Man, don't make everything sound high class. Clemson and Dabo.
Dabo.
Dabo Clemson. Clemson. Try Clemson. To talk like me sometimes, Solana. Try to talk like me.
Dabo Sweeney has zero doubt, he said, quote, zero doubt that the college football season will start on time.
Oh, thank God. I had been waiting to know what Dabo thought about that and ask him what my 401k is going to look like in a year. All right, what else?
In some NFL-
I hope he's right, by the way. I goof on everybody. I hope he's right. And I'm taking a very positive attitude on everything, too. It's why I want the NFL to have the draft. It's why I don't mind them talking about the notion that the league is going to play on schedule in front of fans. Like, I'm trying to be positive about everything as well. If it doesn't work out to be that way, it doesn't work out to be that way. But I stand with Dabo.
And we talked about this a little bit yesterday with the NFL saying that, no, we're going on as planned. The season's going to start. We're going to go into camp. And IOC canceling the Olympics 4 months before the Olympics. I'm on the NFL side. Hold out. Let's see what happens. Rather keep everything on schedule and cancel it late than cancel it 4 months in advance.
Yep. Now, Olympics, I understand a little bit because there's so much international travel. There's so much lodging. You're talking about every country almost in the world, and you're talking about training. They can't even train right now. So that one I understand a little bit more than the NFL. NFL is, again, based right here in the United States. There is no travel except for the international games, which obviously I think would have to be canceled. But I'm for... keep an open mind. Hope that there's a vaccine that's created sooner rather than later. Hope that the vaccine, the production's been ramped up quickly, and that people can get it. So anyway, we keep a positive outlook on this program.
In some NFL news, Sammy Watkins has agreed to restructure his contract to stay in Kansas City. The deal has a maximum value of $16 million, including $7 million in incentives, and contains a no-trade clause.
I would not leave Kansas City if I didn't have to either after what happened last season, right?
$7 million in incentives? This dude is about to break the NFL. Goodness.
I mean, he's got a pretty good quarterback throwing to him. Yeah.
Yes,
all right. We'll have Solana.
Some pretty cool news out of the NFL as well. Beginning this upcoming Monday, the 6th, NFL Red Zone will replay every Sunday from the last season of the NFL in 2019 in chronological order for 17 consecutive days. Again, that's on NFL Red Zone Network. It starts at 8 a.m., then again at 3 p.m., and then again at 10 p.m. each and every day.
Yeah, I saw that. Will you watch that?
I got to get the schedule to see what games are played. Like, I don't want to watch. I know the Jets. I don't want to watch them again.
But it's not. It's Red Zone. It's bouncing between all the games. It's like the actual Red Zone coverage. So yeah. So this Monday they're showing Week One. On Tuesday they're showing Week Two. On Wednesday Week Three. They're just replaying the actual Red Zone for 17 weeks in 17 days.
Oh, I can't give them 3-4 hours, but I give them 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Right, just to get a little taste. Give me a little taste. Yes. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Speaking of a little taste, finally, guys, today is National Chocolate Mousse Day.
Huh? Well, why'd you, Why'd you do that?
I don't know. It sounded better in my head, but that wasn't funny. I'll be honest there. That, you know, it's a bag of bits. Sometimes you hit them, sometimes you don't.
You know what we call your bag of bits.
Is chocolate mousse that popular?
No. Where could you name one place you could get chocolate mousse?
Every
no.
Italian restaurant. Every single
Stop
Italian
it.
Restaurant.
No, they don't.
I'm telling
no, they
you.
Don't. It Just
might
a
not
cup
be,
of chocolate mousse.
It might not be a popular item, but it's there. It's on the menu.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
If you say chocolate mousse, obviously, but if you just say mousse, would more people think of hair product or dessert?
I think they think of the animal.
Yeah, oh, that's a one too. But if you knew it wasn't the animal, yeah.
I immediately think Bullwinkle. I don't even know if on the Mount Rushmore of mousse, I don't know if chocolate mousse is even on there.
The Snapchat like filter.
The entire dessert. You've got Daryl Moose Johnston, right?
He's
on the Mount Rushmore of mousse. Is Bullwinkle.
Guaranteed.
Hair mousse, like you said.
Yes.
And mousse. Ugh. Mousse.
Wasn't there a guy mousse? Wasn't there a moose on one of those crazy animal houses or something?
Mousse. I don't know.
You say it four times, it comes up faster.
Well, mousse. I do like that there's so little content out that I can just go mousse six or seven times, and no one even really questions it at this point. It's like, oh, they're still talking? All right, it's Chocolate Mousse Day. All right, you have weather?
Yeah, let's get to weather now. It's your Exergen five-day forecast. Is it five-day? Yeah, five-day forecast on 790 The Ticket. Right now, 81 degrees in Miami. Partly cloudy tonight. The low will drop to a nice 69 degrees.
Nice.
That's your Exergen five-day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
All right. Pat Surtain is going to join us next. We're going to talk some Miami Dolphins with a legendary Miami Dolphin, Pat Surtain, next on Hochman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
It is a Friday. Feels all right, even though we're all... coronavirus out, but it's going to be a while. But is there a reason, Solana, that you're playing Al Jarreau?
This is a banger, man.
I agree. I'm just curious. I don't recall you normally playing Al Jarreau on this show.
I like to play variety. Right. My music interests span all across the globe, and Al Jarreau just happens to be in that playlist.
All right, there you go.
Quarantine is getting Solana culture.
I don't know. I think he just got caught up in the air because I don't think he knows who Al Jarreau is. And I think if I put a picture of Al Jarreau and Ted Bundy and Al Bundy, I don't think he could pick which one is Al Jarreau.
I mean, it's that's not Jarreau. You're doing just, it with a hard J. It's Jarreau.
I'm sorry. Jarreau. That's just my guess. We've had some fun talking to former athletes and friends of the program and just checking in on people and whatnot. And we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Pat Surtain was a three-time Pro Bowl cornerback for our Miami Dolphins. And as we mentioned when we started the show today, he was part of the Sam and Pat cornerback tandem that Dolphins fans remember so fondly. And there's this notion that the Dolphins set of cornerbacks right now with Xavier Howard and Byron Jones might be the next Sam and Pat, although Crowder earlier in the show maybe threw a little cold water on that.
Sam and Pat's numbers were a little better, but we'll talk about it.
But I think their contract numbers, I think Xavier and Byron may have better contract numbers, but that's just the way the league is going.
I know Pat is hot about these contracts.
Pat Surtain, of course, very successful high school football coach at American Heritage right now. He's joining us. Hello, Pat.
Yo, what's going on, man?
How when you see those contract numbers, when you see like a Byron Jones contract number to play cornerback, not that you did poorly in your time. I want to get it straight. I mean, Pat did just fine, but numbers that get thrown around nowadays, that's got to make your mouth water.
Oh, man, yeah. When you're comparing, what, 7.5 a year to 15 a year, that's a big difference. That's a big difference.
That's a big difference. Can they? I'm guessing you get asked this all the time since the Dolphins signed Byron Jones. Can Xavien Howard and Byron Jones be the next Sam Madison and Pat Surtain?
Man, they have a long ways to go, man. It's because we did it over a 6 to 7 year period, you know, consistent each and every year, and the numbers speak for themselves. You know, I don't know if you can find two guys in the league over that period of time that had the numbers that me and Sam put up, along with the Pro Bowls and the first team All Pros and the passing top five passing defenses and all that other stuff. We didn't match up. I played left, Sam played right. Third down situations, I went in the slot. We brought another guy in. So we did our own way, man. And these two guys are really, really talented, but they have to prove themselves over a period of time.
And Pat, you know about you talked about the numbers, and you and Sam's numbers were stupid, bro. But I was looking at Byron Jones, and one of his criticisms is his interception totals. 5 years, bro, over 70 starts, and he has two interceptions. In your first 5 years, you didn't even start your first year, and then you went to balling. You had 18 in your first 5 years. He had two in his first 5 years. As a quarterback, how do you justify a guy getting two interceptions in 5 years?
Man, that's tough. Because you can say that, you know, if you play press coverage, you're not apt to get interceptions. But on the contrary, we did it. We played press and we still got picks. So it can kind of speak to the guy's ball skills or guys staying away from him. But I don't know if that's the case. I really haven't broken him down that much to see. You know, it seemed like when he was coming out, he was an athletic freak, and he had all the skills and intangibles to be one of the best corners. But like you said, man, two picks and over 70 starts, that's not taking the game over, and that's not, you know, making a big enough difference, you know, on the defensive side of the ball.
It doesn't put you on the road to being the next Sam and Pat. But we'll see. We're excited. We're excited about the free agent signings, Byron Jones being one of them. I have to ask you, Dolphins fan, Pat Surtain is with us. Do you give the sigh of relief that Tom Brady is no longer in the division? Does it just open things up finally?
It does, man. What the guy won, 18 straight division titles, which is insane. And even though he's gone to Tampa, I don't think that you can just poo-poo at New England. Their culture and their system, man, I think they can plug a guy in. Of course, they're not going to be as good as if Tom Brady was there, but they're still going to be formidable. And I still think, you know, they've earned it over the 15 or 20 years that they've been dominating. I still think they're going to be the favorite in the AFC East, you know, until somebody else comes and prove otherwise.
And Pat, with Brady, and a story came out last week that the GM of Buccaneers were on Get Up and was telling him that Brady called the Bucs and was kind of selling himself and explaining to the Bucs how great he would be as a Buccaneer. That was surprising to me. Like, was it surprising to you that Brady was so gung-ho about leaving a place that he went to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 championships with? He wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, man. I think he wanted – I know there's been a lot of talk about – whether whether it was him or Belichick, and who had the most influence over those Super Bowl, you know, championships or what have you. And I think he was just wanted a fresh start, man. You know, after 20 years, he was hearing, you know, talk that he was in a tank. His skills were eroding. You know, he wasn't even a top 10 quarterback, and he wanted to go to a place where, like, okay, give me some weapons, and I'm gonna show you otherwise. Of course, he has Mike Evans and Godwin and the two tight ends. So I don't think, just looking at it, I don't think he's lost any velocity on his ball. I think he can still make all the throws. I think you're going to see the Tom Brady of probably not the 50 touchdown year, but he's going to be 30 to 40 touchdowns, and he's going to show that he's still one of the top quarterbacks in this league.
Pat Surtain is with us. And we're looking now for the next Tom Brady, right? Everyone in the AFC East is looking for the next Tom Brady, and maybe Tua Tagovailoa is that guy. And if I'm correct, your son plays for Alabama. I'm guessing you've watched Tua Tagovailoa. Is that guy, from what you've seen on a college football field, is Tua Tagovailoa a guy who can be a long-term star in the NFL?
Oh, man, I watched a lot of college football over the years, and, you know, it may sound a little biased, but I had, you know, I was up front and close and actually watched this guy for 2 years, man. And I'm going to tell you this, he's special. I saw him in high school at the Nike opening, and he won the MVP there, and I was like, who is this guy? I really didn't know who he was, you know, from him coming from Hawaii, but I saw a guy who can make all the throws and is a critical thinker, get rid of the ball fast, and can make all the decisions. And then just seeing him in college, man, those 2 years, he's a special, special talent. And, you know, the biggest worry is going to be his hip. But I think, you know, he's put out some videos and everything.
Did we lose Pat there?
We may have.
Unless
let
he
me,
got real
let me
cool.
go Hello? Line.
Yeah, oh, we lost you for a second. And we're both broadcasting from our homes, so we don't know if our signal's gone down. It's like it's just mass confusion.
No, but like I was saying, man, he's a special talent. I think at the fifth pick, if he's still there, the Dolphins have to take that guy. I think he's a once-in-a-generation quarterback. And if he was healthy, you know, it would be no question. And obviously they have to do their due diligence in that aspect to make sure that he's healthy. But if all those things check out, man, I think you take 2 at 5.
And, Pat, if he never gets hurt, he's going over Joe Burrow. You believe that?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Because if you think about it, he was hurt. You know, he came back in the LSU game. He was still hurt. And then that Mississippi State game, you know, obviously when he fractured his hip. But, man, he missed about 3 or 4 games that year. But if that guy's healthy and he's in the right situation, man, he's a game changer. He's a quarterback that you can plug and play and have that guy for 10-plus years.
Pat Surtain is with us. And obviously that's what the Dolphins are looking for. That's what Dolphins fans are looking for, is you want that quarterback that can be with you for the long term and be elite at what he does. Let's say that they think someone's going to trade up, maybe the Chargers, and take him. Would you trade up? Would you give up some of your draft picks to go from the number 5 pick to the number 3 pick? Like, do you set your sights on Tua Tagovailoa if you're the Dolphins and go get him no matter what the cost?
Oh, I think they've done, you know, such a great job in free agency, you know, before the draft, that I think you have to. You know, it's a quarterback-driven league, and if you don't have that guy, you know, you're going to be struggling, you know, for many years. And you look at the teams over the years, you know, who's gotten that quarterback, those are the guys who's been, you know, winning and been in Super Bowls. And it seemed like the younger quarterback, the quarterback who's coming out of college now, is more ready, you know, for the NFL game than ever before. So, you know, with what they've done in free agency, they got what they wanted to get, and with a cornerback and the D lineman, they got Kyle Van Noy at the linebacker position, offensive line. You can still address that in the draft, but if you need to move up and get that franchise changing quarterback, you know, just say they have to go up to number 3. I think you do whatever it takes to get them, because you know you never know when that guy's going to come around again. Obviously, next year with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, but I think Tua is a once-in-a-generation quarterback that you do everything you know in your power to get him.
And, Pat, they were lining up for this year. They had, you know, $100 million in the salary cap. They spent, you know, 70 so far. They still got about 30, 14 draft picks, Pat. They were trying to get in this situation. They're going to have 12 more next year. Brian Flores, you being a state championship head coach, you being nationally ranked head coach, Pat, is he the guy to lead this team to where everybody wants, lead this team to deep playoff runs in the future?
I think he is, man. I think he is. You know, obviously he comes from under that Belichick tree, and he's bringing a no-nonsense approach to the Dolphins, man. And, you know, he's building things his way. He's bringing his own culture to the Miami Dolphins. And I think you saw it with last year's team. You know, a whole bunch of no-name guys, man. But those guys played hard. They won some games that they shouldn't have won. And now he's put himself in position, you know, with the cap space and all the draft picks to make a difference. And he's made a difference so far in free agency Now let's see what he do in the draft. But I think, you know, give him 1-2 years, and I think the Dolphins should be competing for division championships and getting the playoffs and making some noise. You know, the defensive side of the ball, I think that they're pretty strong. And when you have two cornerbacks, you know, the caliber of those guys are the caliber that we think those guys are going to be, it allows you to do so many things on the defensive side of the ball. And I think you see it with New England, with Stephon Gilmore and the other guy they have on the other side. It allows that defense to be so multiple. And I think his defensive mindset and his knowing of the game is going to allow those guys to do some different things. Now you just got to get that quarterback. And we've seen glimpses of, you know, Devontae Parker on the outside finally coming to his own. We have a running back. Maybe we take another one in this year's draft. I know Swift was the guy that came up. So we have all of the building blocks, you know, in place. We just got to make the right decisions, man, and see what happens.
Long NFL career, Pat Surtain, many of those years, the Pro Bowl years here in Miami with the Dolphins. And now, as Crowder mentioned, he is a head coach at American Heritage, very successful over there. What are you doing around this crazy time with the coronavirus pandemic? Are you keeping in contact with your players? I guess most importantly, are you keeping in contact with Rondé? Are you keeping him on lockdown? He's got to be a loose cannon.
Yeah, he is, man. He pops up at the house and get him, you know, a free meal every once in a while. You know how he do it. But as Channing can tell you, man, in South Florida, you got to keep in touch with your players because it's a free-for-all. And there's no boundaries or what these coaches do, man. These coaches go after kids like no other. So you have to keep in touch with them and let them know that you care because they'll leave you in a minute. They'll leave you in a minute. So that's what we're doing right now, man, just making sure those guys are you know, getting their schoolwork with the virtual school we got going on, you know, popping in and out of their classes, see that they're doing their work. And for the most part, man, it's been good. But obviously, you know, football is secondary right now as we dealing with this global pandemic, man. And just hoping that everybody stays safe, you know, checking on the kids and their families, my coaching staff and just everybody, man. And, you know, whenever this football thing come back, it is what it is. But we have to focus on something bigger right now.
And, Pat, and you're 100% right, bro. Football is secondary. But like you said, you're a championship head coach. This is my third year coaching. Like, we're missing out on so much without spring, so much learning, man, so much young player development. Do you think this is going to bleed into the season if it does start on time where it isn't going to be a high quality of football early on because we're missing spring, we're missing summer workouts, we're missing so much learning and teaching opportunities?
I think it is, man. And not only that, Channing, I think as far as the recruiting situation goes, you know, spring football down here, man, is huge. And so many college coaches flock up on South Florida to see the kind of talent we have. And for those guys that were borderline, you know, they don't get that spring to prove themselves again to ultimately get that college scholarship. So I think it's going to hurt in that aspect. And now kids can't get on campus, you know, and see the campuses. Now with this early signing day, it's going to hurt a bunch of kids, man. And like you said, the quality of football, not having spring, not knowing that we can have off-season conditioning. You know, as a staff, we're trying to do virtual meetings with the kids to get our playbook and everything down. But even that's a stretch because, you know, with most of these kids, man, you got to get on the field and actually show them. So, you know, just say this thing goes on for a couple of more months or on into August, September, who knows? You know, I think it's definitely going to hurt football. And I've even heard things where, you know, they might cut it down to 8-game season. But nobody knows how it's going to go down. You know, we're just trying our best to beat this thing and do what we can to stay safe in these situations.
Most importantly, Pat Surtain is with us. Have you spent any time during this downtime watching Tiger King?
Oh, man. I actually watched all 7 episodes in one night.
So did I. I couldn't stop watching.
I couldn't stop. After the first episode, I was like, okay, man, what is this about? Then the second episode, it started getting good. Then from the third episode on, man, it's classic television. Classic. And I think I might watch it 2 or 3 more times while I'm quarantining. Man, that thing right there is something special.
Hey, man, I might got to holler at Carole Baskin. I think she got $18 million from her husband.
No, you don't want to mess with Carole Baskin, though.
Yeah, don't mess with Carole, dog. She'll feed you to one of them tigers.
Wait, what'd she say? Sardine oil. All you got to do is put sardine oil on them.
Yeah, you'll end up tiger
never,
chow.
I never know they had such a clique or a cult of people that were that crazy. And Tiger King brings it all out. I didn't know existed.
There was not one person in the big cat world that wasn't bizarre, right? Like, there was nobody right. That was just a normal dude.
Man, but it's awesome TV, man. I recommend everybody go see it. It's, like I say, I'm going to go watch it again.
Yeah, it is. It was really fun. Tiger King on Netflix. Pat Surtain, one of the all-time Miami Dolphins greats, and certainly establishing himself as one of the better high school football coaches around, and who knows where that will lead. We know our friend Sam Madison, his old counterpart in the secondary there, is now a Super Bowl winning coach, part of the Kansas City Chiefs staff. So pretty exciting. Pat Surtain, thank you for making time for us, Pat. Stay safe during this crazy time.
Appreciate you having me, guys. Y'all stay safe as well.
There you go, Pat Surtain, one of the all-time greats for the Miami Dolphins. We're going to take a break here. It's Friday. We're having a little bit of fun. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. That's how you start out the 4 o'clock hour. Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Eddie Murphy's birthday today, 59. This is Axel F. This is the theme song. Beverly Hills Cop. Crank this one up. This is the movie I told Jay Fig to watch in the 2 o'clock hour. This song's a banger. This song still holds up, right? From the 80s?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's nostalgic, but I still love it.
Harold Faltermeyer is the artist on this song. A little piece of trivia that no one should know.
Harold Faltermeyer.
This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Give you the stock market update on this Friday. It's a Friday. We're headed into the weekend. We got some WrestleMania. Stock market wasn't good today. But it wasn't horrifically bad like it has been. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down a little over 1.5%. It was down 357 points. S&P 500 down 38 points, down about 1.5%. And the NASDAQ down about 1.5% as well, down 114 points today. So that ends a fairly crappy week on Wall Street. And all I can say is, let's get them on Monday. We'll get them back on Monday.
Come on.
Don't check your 401k over the weekend. We're getting it all back on Monday. All right, not all of it.
Can you talk stocks into performing? Like,
I'm giving it a pep talk. Come on. Come on, NASDAQ. We'll get it back on Monday. NASDAQ, get your bleep together. Tighten up, NASDAQ. Come on, Russell 2K. Let's get headlines. I have a lot of stuff planned for you in the next 2 hours of the program. It is a Friday. We're going to have our fun, as we always do. We're going to do the guaranteed laugh segment coming up. We go into the archives once a day, give you something. Maybe you're new to the show. I had a text. Man, I don't think I'm going to be able to find it because there's so many people texting in. I got to see if I can find this from earlier. Oh, my phone is ringing too.
House phone?
Yeah. Have a landline. I'm 50.
Who is it?
It says school district of Palm Beach County. So I guess it's their end of the week call. I got to see if I can find this guy's text. Because one of the reasons I go back into the archives is a lot of people are new to the show. And I even texted the guy back. I got to see if I can find it. Here you go. I'm a new listener on radio.com. Been listening for 2 weeks now. In Nazareth, Pennsylvania, I was tuning in to get my Dolphins fix because I'm tired of hearing Eagles crap, and now I'm hooked. So I text him back. I said, appreciate it. Welcome to the fun. And so obviously, if he's new to the show just 2 weeks now, when we go back into the archives, you'll hear a little bit about the show and some of the stuff that has made us laugh over the years and whatnot. So There's one of the reasons that we do that. Plus, we just want to bring a smile to your face. We know with the stock market and the isolation and the jobless claims and stuff, there's a lot of dreariness. So we try to bring you some laughs at least once per show. And if you're listening and you're new to the show, we would love to hear how you found us and why you're listening and how you're listening. And if you could text us at 67974, we would love that. You know, started listening a couple months ago because I was curious what the Dolphins are going to do in the draft. Just curious where you're listening, how you're listening, radio.com or online at theticketmiami.com or WQAM.com, or if you're listening on the actual radio, just be very interested in somebody texts in, can we hear the boogeyman segment? Well, as this goes longer and longer, you will hear that one day, I'm sure. Today's segment, I think you're really going to get a kick out of. I don't want to give it away yet, but I think everyone's going to get a kick out of this. Somebody says, Hawk is having his own, was that my cat moment? No, that was my actual phone ringing. I wasn't making up that there was a phone ringing. I didn't think it was my cat Nova. It was an actual phone ring.
One of the biggest ones I remember.
You have here? That?
No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
There's a couple things at play there. It probably requires more context. I think the first thing it requires is a question on how the hell did you have that ready to go by me mentioning cat moment in like 3 seconds prior.
At a moment's notice, that's on cue whenever you want. All right. Just let me know.
What do you keep on the list on the screen right now? What are the top five?
All right, we have this.
You think you tough?
I am a man. I have a name. Oswald Cobblepot.
We have Officer Coffee and we have Oswald Cobblepot ready to go at a moment's notice.
Oh yeah, Craig, tell your fine daddy I said, ah.
That's excellent. That's from Friday, of course. What else?
What else do I have?
Well, you could just say nothing. You're obviously fumbling for something. You're so bad. No, you are so bad at covering that up. It makes me cringe. Well, what else? You're obviously looking for stuff, and you didn't have it. You didn't know after we had done it three times, you didn't know if I meant what else, like what do we have?
Listen.
That was a legit question by you. Listen, you weren't trying to cover for time.
A lot of moving parts back here. You guys aren't even here. I'm not able to communicate with you via, you know, eye communication. So, I mean, you know, things are tough. I'm not sure
I get that, but I'm saying, 3 times in a row, I said, what else do you have? You fired something off. The fourth time I said, what else do you have? And you said, like, what else? Like, you mean like, as we heard you fumbling in the background for something, you're really going to maintain that wasn't you trying to stall for time?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
All right, Jerry Jones. You are so bad at that. What do you mean? You mean like what more sounds? You about to be rich?
I'm telling you, if he gets married and keeps lying, he's about to be a divorced man.
I mean, you have no skill in that arena whatsoever. All right,
don't try to lie.
That cat sound. Former afternoon host on 560 was or his midday host actually. What was his name?
John Renshaw.
John Renshaw. John Renshaw, Dono is in the studio with him, and Renshaw might be on something. We don't know for sure, and obviously I would never cast an aspersion like that without being 100% certain. So maybe he's on something. Maybe he just didn't get a lot of sleep. I don't know, but he's doing the show with Dono. He believes he sees his cat in the studio, which if he didn't bring his cat, there's no way that he would be there. And then he also apologizes for if he mispronounced his cat's name. I don't know who he'd be apologizing to, and I don't know how he would mispronounce it. He named him, but here's how that sounds there.
One of the biggest bloods I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember, no, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
It's one of my absolute favorites. Eclipsed only by Solana going, what do you mean? What do you mean? You're looking for a new sound? Is that what you're asking for? Is that what's next? All right, let's get headlines here with the fumbling and bumbling Alejandro Solana.
There isn't much going on in terms of headlines. The WNBA did announce today that it has postponed the start of training camp and the upcoming 2020 season. The U.S. Women's Open has also been postponed. That was scheduled to be played in Houston. It will now be played in December due to the coronavirus outbreak. Tonight, though, on ESPN is the NBA 2K20 Player Tournament. Again, on ESPN, it begins at 7 with a pre-show. Game 1 is number 1 ranked in the tournament, Kevin Durant, versus 16th ranked Airplane Mode, our boy Derek Jones Jr. That's at.
I imagine a lot of people are going to be watching that tonight. Like, I know my kid and his friends will be watching that tonight.
Yeah. Ira Winterman actually tweeted out that the game that will air between Kevin Durant and Derek Jones Jr. has already been played.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
No. It I don't know. I don't know who wins, but it has already been played. And that also tweeting out that Derek Jones Jr. is stressing he wants to stay in Miami, but right now isn't talking or thinking about free agency.
You know what? All right. With these players playing each other in Madden and all, I just thought of something. These card games that go on planes and in locker rooms, people would love to watch those, because I remember just sitting there for hours watching dudes play crazy amounts in card games and pity
Bro,
pat and
that all that. Would be my wheelhouse. You sat 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 NBA players, NFL players around a table playing poker for real stakes. I would, because the trash talking has to be great.
Oh, it's great. And I'll tell you, like, bro, and I'm not talking about no hundreds. I'm talking about dudes walking in on a Tuesday with $40,000 in a little duffel Ooh. Bag throwing stacks at people. So
I
wouldn't watch no guys play video games, but I'll watch a couple guys sit down with 50 grand between them and start seeing who really loses and wins money. I would love that.
That's actually a great idea. That is, I would watch that, man. Forget about the gambling aspect. I'm telling you, it's the trash talking, right? I mean, that's that stuff. I mean, you're talking about testosterone.
I told you I found myself in the back of a strip club one time protecting the money stack, because the table has four sides and people are rolling dice. And a dude, you know, I don't want to put him out there, nicknamed Peasy, he needed somebody. He needed somebody to watch his money while he rolls, because there's so many people in the room. So I was standing and I was watching his little stack of money. I was his right-hand man while they were rolling dice. And it had to be at least $150,000 cash on the table.
Oh, now, God.
Anybody would pay money if there was a camera in that room to watch what went on in that room. It was amazing.
That is the great Bill Withers. He passed away from heart complications today, or the news broke today. He was 81 years old. Sang Lean On Me, which we've referenced a number of times. That song is legendary. This song, Ain't No Sunshine, legendary. Lovely Day is one of my favorite songs of all times. So rest in peace, Bill Withers. Great song. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Friday. I'm at my house in Boca. Crowder's at his house in Davie. So once a day during our pandemic broadcasts, if you will, we go into the archives and we give you some guaranteed laughs, or we give you some background on something maybe that you think might be an inside joke on this show, and now you get a little context for it. And I think that's probably what's going to happen with this piece of audio here. We reference, every now and then, you'll hear me and Crowder joke about a guy called Minji Stew. And it sounds like a made-up name. That is not a made-up name, right? That is your actual adopted brother.
That's my brother, man, Minji.
So, I don't know how I don't know how we got on this topic, because I was listening to this segment earlier this morning, and Falero is the producer at this time. And I guess you were looking to get someone like a birthday gift or something, and people were texting in, and someone suggested that you can get a water well for some, like a yeah. water well in a developing country in someone's name, or I don't know exactly.
I remember transpired. it was something where I had to get somebody. It was somebody that had money. Like it was some, one of my ex players.
That's what it was.
And I was like, what do I buy somebody that can buy themselves anything? And we started giving ideas. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, and that got us into the story of how Minji Stew became part of Crowder's childhood. So this is exactly this is exactly how it happened on the air. Take a listen. Somebody texts in, Crowder, go to World Vision website, get him a water well or some type of animal that will go to an area or family that's in need in the Caribbean or Africa, etc. Very thoughtful. They have bikes, sports equipment. They give you a card that describes the donated item in his name. He'll really like it.
I understand, but you know what? It's like the thing that you should do when you can adopt a kid overseas, and I have my brother Minji
Stew. You have a brother Minji Stew. Your parents adopted. You never met the kid,
and that
but you would get little pieces of paper.
A picture, a little inch-by-2-inch picture once a year in a little envelope with his face sitting there looking crazy at
it. This is not a joke, by the way. Minji Stew was Crowder's brother.
He was my brother, but then it didn't work out, so those websites and stuff rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, it didn't work out for your parents.
That's what they got divorced.
And unlike
and my
most
mom
parents
got
that are
me and my sisters.
Right. Most parents that are getting divorced want custody of the kids. They fight over custody.
Yes.
Your parents, when they got divorced, neither wanted Minji Stew because it was just a bill.
That's all it was. And how it happened, because we lived in Tampa.
Poor
and then my
kid.
Mom and dad got
Poor
divorced.
Kid.
Then we moved to Atlanta. Me, my mom, and my sisters moved to Atlanta. My dad kept the house in Tampa before he sold it to move, whatever, but he was there during the sale. Minji's picture was left on the refrigerator for Randy. There's no chance Randy pursued it. Because when he got that first bill for what it could have been $17 a year. $17. Hey, ain't nobody sent nobody no damn $17 for no, I ain't never met him. For real. I know exactly how it happened.
But was he...
My mom loved Minji.
Right.
My dad didn't like Minji too much.
But so it just... It's hard to adopt a child and then just, you know, forget about him later on.
It wasn't that bad. I was fine when I went to Atlanta.
Yeah, it was okay?
Yeah,
it was all right?
Minji was
because I didn't know
thing.
If I was dredging up old emotions that... You okay? Are you all right?
My mom used to try to amp it up in our head during holidays, because that's when you're not. If anybody doesn't know this, charities hit you during holidays when your heart is all filled with love.
She would talk about them though.
So
like
the website would send the yearly picture always after Thanksgiving before Christmas. So now you're seeing a picture of Minji developing. You're seeing he's older, so that might encourage more money to this company. So she would sell us on, hey guys, come here. New picture of Minji and show us. And I'm
really
like, okay.
She'd gather the family around and say, hey, come look at your brother.
Somewhat to like just make sure everybody sees Minji. It was sweet.
Now, when you got your
I soured on it.
First contract with the Dolphins, and I was
worried Minji was going to come find me.
Oh, so you didn't want to share.
Man, if Minji could have put that together. bro, what? I don't know.
And for real, his name was Minji Stew.
Minji Stew. MINGISTU. Minji Stew. Because that's all. All he had was a name and a height and a weight on there. Never broke 100 pounds.
You're awful.
6'6", 76 pounds.
I guess I don't know.
He's okay, though.
Oh, he's getting so tall.
The camera didn't adjust. The picture was his chest after a while.
He goes for his yearly picture and just on the tripod.
His Minji Stew's navel. Everybody look at his belly.
I cannot believe what an awful person you've made me. I mean, this is 100% on Crowder.
You can control yourself from laughing.
No, no, laughing. Jack. No, Jack.
My mom's going to get so mad at me. Oh, goodness gracious. Mm. I'm not messing with y'all. I got stingy with Minji. Somebody texted.
Oh, Randy became stingy moo.
Randy wasn't with it. Ooh, he's like, Mama sent the money too. Oh, no, no, no. I sent him some guacamole. Maybe that'll happen. I ain't sending him no more money.
Oh, God. I mean, you're just an awful person.
I'm not, man, but I'm
an awful person.
To the text, I've been a part of that in the past, and it didn't work out the way I thought it was.
What do you mean?
We tried the adoption of the kid abroad, and it just didn't work out.
Well, no, it worked out fine. You just stopped paying. There was no, you can't say it didn't work out.
Minji didn't come looking for us. Answer that question. Did Minji come looking for me? We're both grown now. We're the same age. He was right between me and my, I'm the youngest. He was between me and my next sister up. So he's probably about 38 right now, 37.
Still 75 pounds.
Minji never looked out for me. No, 82. He got a little belly now. Yeah, started drinking beer. But
oh, my Lord.
You guys are wrong, man.
Oh, you're laughing your ass off
you
back there.
You haven't heard me laugh, so.
I am mortified at what has taken place here in what I thought was a heartwarming text from a texter of what a nice gift you could give. And, wow.
Okay. I'm donating a water well the rest of the time we know each other. For you.
No, not to me.
No, in your name.
I don't want a water well.
No, you have to want a water well.
I'm not Jason Taylor. I don't have millions of dollars in the bank.
No. You want a water well, you're getting a water well. Lara, a water well?
No, I don't want one.
Two water wells coming up.
I'm in for five on his water well. There you go. That is... It traveled back in time into the archive. So it was for Jason Taylor's birthday that you were looking for a present. That segment is so damn funny because you're talking about your adopted brother.
I know.
I don't know what happened.
It seemed like
there.
We both, all of us tapped out. He tapped out, we tapped out. It's just, we ran our course.
6'6", 74 pounds.
He gained a little weight when he started drinking beer, though.
Oh, my God. That is really funny, man.
That ain't no BS either. That is a 100% true story. And actually, during the clip, I said, my mom's going to be so mad at me. I did have a stern talking to after we aired that the first time.
I remember seeing her at one of our Twin Peaks events, and I asked her about Minji Sue. She's like, yep, 100% true. We would get that picture every year.
You know it ain't funny to talk about Minji. I said, Mama, it's just jokes. If he's tuning in, you know, radio.com and all. I don't know if Minji has it, but just...
Somebody texts in, I'm laughing with y'all, but y'all going to hell. Yeah, no, not y'all. This dude. This dude.
Oh, no, son, we going in the two-seater. Me and you. Express lane. H-O-V, me and you.
If you have a favorite segment from the show that you haven't heard in a long time or think we should feature on our Guaranteed Laugh segment, you can always text it to us. 67974 is the text machine, 67974. Having a little fun on this Friday on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast and inching our way 30 minutes away from our 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, which is always fun on a Friday. Right before the fun was about to begin. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and hopefully you can make it a happy hour wherever you end up celebrating it tonight. My guess is it's going to be at home, like the rest of us.
Ooh, we should bet on that.
I was looking to see if there was anything to bet on this weekend because we had Joe Osborne from Odds Shark on earlier, and he gave us a WrestleMania wager. You can use the radio.com app, use the rewind feature, and go back. Who did he give us, Solana? I can go back here in my notes and take a look. See, he's got Brock Lesnar this weekend in WrestleMania at plus 225. So it was interesting, but I was looking. Our site isn't taking WrestleMania wagers. Like, there's not much. There's table tennis. Maybe we'll bet a little table tennis this weekend.
Huh?
It's tonight. Oh, there's a match at 6 o'clock. So there's a match 12 minutes from now. I don't know where this is. Alexei Inazarov versus Vitaly Bazikalovsky.
We don't know where it is. We don't know the people competing in it, but we're right. going to bet on it.
Oh, speak Vitaly, for yourself.
Vitaly Bazilevsky is minus 150, so I'm thinking of just playing the favorite. What do you think?
Let's go with B.
Earlier in the show, I said, let's ring the registers, and we've been saying this every day. It's our mantra of ours. Let's ring the registers. Let's make sure we support local business. Let's make sure that, you know, if you can this weekend, order food or stop somewhere local and try to keep a business in business and try to keep a business employing people. And I had read a text from Amy at Lady and the Mug, but the text was a little bit jumbled, and I texted her back, gave her my email address, and she says, first and foremost, you guys literally just made my life. I listen to you guys every day and love the show and can't explain how much it means that you're trying to support small local business. All I was saying in the text was that Lady and the Mug is open our regular business hours. We offer takeout and curbside pickup. And then she sent a little video message along with it. And I'm just going to play it off my computer. I'm going to hold my computer up to the microphone because I thought it was so sweet. And she looks like a sweet lady. And she listened to the show. And then she sneaks something in at the end. And I was like, you dirty dog. I can't believe you did that. Listen to this.
Hey guys, I just wanted to send you a video, Hawk and Crowder. You guys rock. I listen to you every day, $7.90 the ticket. Love you guys. I literally don't even listen to music. When I work out and drive, I listen to sports talk radio. And you guys made my life by giving Lady in the Mug a shout out. Thank you so much for supporting small and local business. You have no idea how awesome it is to hear that and to have that support because times are tough. So thank you again. I truly appreciate it. Hope you guys and your family stay happy, healthy, and safe. And go Patriots!
Can you believe she threw a Go Patriots in there?
Come on, lady. I'm assuming she's the lady of Lady in the Mug.
Yeah, and then she holds up her wrist. She has a Patriots tattoo on her wrist.
We gotta show love to everybody.
Honestly, so there's a local business. When we say ring the registers, there's a local business. Lady in the Mug, where is it again? Anybody know? Coral Springs, did I say that before? Let me look it up real quick. Is it Coral Springs? Lady and the Mug. I believe it's in Coral Springs. Yes,
University Drive.
University Drive in Coral Springs. So there's a fan of the show. We try to take care of those who listen to us and part of our little community that we've built here on Hockman and Crowder. So how about this weekend, whether it's, I guess tonight they close at 7, so maybe this weekend everybody go to Lady and the Mug. In fact, I'm gonna order food from there this weekend. I will absolutely do that. Either Saturday or Sunday, I'm going to make an order at Lady in the Mug. So there's a place, and you can text us, 67974, and we will continue to do this throughout the weeks and however long we're doing the show this way where people can't go out because we want to support local businesses. So there's our suggestion, Lady in the Mug. In fact, I'm sure Crowder has a suggestion about where you could do your shopping this weekend if you need to get some essentials.
Yes, you got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have trucks coming in daily. You know they always have the freshest, the best food, the best selection in South Florida, and they still do. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster. They have a bunch of different type of shrimp. All the fresh fish we're here in South Florida, you know they got that. Alligator, venison, frog legs, they have it all. And you got to get to Delaware Chicken and get all your food. Like I say, they're coming in daily, and they have some things for the quarantine. They're doing some things to help out the community. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They are South Floridians. They're dealing with this the same way we are, and they just want to help out. The stone crabs are still available, and they have all the sizes. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website. And find out what you want. Like I say, the rest of the menu, the recipes they have on there are great, and it is a stupid menu that they have. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Call them in advance and you can check on availability and place your order so they have your order package ready when you get there, saving you time. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you delicious food, and they are trying to serve you better. They have changed the hours right now. They're from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. If you are disabled or over 65, when you call them, tell them you're disabled or over 65, place your order. They'll bring it right out there to your truck, and they are making a max of 10 customers in the store at a time. So if you're shopping as a family, pick one of the parents to go in, get your order together so that we can keep the numbers down in the store, because only 10 customers at a time. And the only thing they're not doing is the custom wrapping. Now, on a regular basis, I go, they will wrap each chicken breast by itself. They will wrap it however you want to per pound. Right now, they're not doing the custom wrapping because they want to minimize food contact and they want to speed up the process. And like everywhere else, if you are sick, you got to stay home. But Delaware is giving you delicious food. They're changing their process a little bit through the quarantine, but Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is still serving South Florida like they have been since the 1950s. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And Delaware wants y'all to know that we are all in this together.
When you say they have a stupid menu, you mean stupid good.
Yeah, it was like a little slang I got into, and as soon right. as I said it, I was like, I don't know if that was the right place to do it.
I know, I'm imagining people listening going, they have a stupid menu. What kind of endorsement is that?
And I went back to inner city Atlanta real fast.
We love Delaware Chicken Farm. Yeah, we love Delaware Chicken Farm. There's another spot. So that's going to do it for us. Hope you enjoyed our week of shows. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you, and we'll be back on the air Monday, of course. Thank you, Jay Figg and Alejandro Solana back in the studio. Thank you, Pat Sertan, for coming on today, and Joe Osborne from Odds Shark. And that's going to do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Practice all the social distancing guidelines. We'll get through this thing sooner rather than later. Be safe. We will speak with you el lunes.
I miss Minji, Stu. Amari's a decent receiver. Top 20. That's good. Good job. I'll tickle his chin if I ever meet him.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!